Hello.
Hello.
And
Hello.
hello. And I see that you have written a story, Ivan. Thank you.
Yes, but it's very simple and I did it in 10 minutes.
No apology necessary, but you have lots of time still to write another one or to improve that one.
I just wanted to share the photo.
Yes, yeah, beautiful. Yeah, and hello, Amen. You're back with us too, so we did not scare you away. And Gerard, the loyal returnee. So thank you for joining Ivan, so I didn't have to cancel on him again. And I'm determined within the next couple of weeks to get through to the end of The Giver. So I have scheduled a finale class. I hope you're able to attend. So check the calendar for other classes, please. And chapter 18, we're starting off after Lily went to bed, talking about her story about what if, what if, what if we find a twin? So I don't know if anyone has comments or questions about chapters 1 through 17, or if you are ready to jump into chapter 18.
I'm ready to.
Okay, and a question for Amen. Have you had a chance to read any of the book yet?
Yeah, I've read chapter one,
Okay, good.
and I've and
Okay.
chapter 18, of course, and 19.
Yeah, so a different way to approach it, to start with chapter one and then skip ahead. Okay, so let's go in alphabetical order, which would be we'll give Holly a test. Oh, that puts you last. I'm sorry, Ivan. So we'll let Amen start us off, please. Chapter 18, page 139.
You want me to start?
Please.
Giver, Jonas asked the next afternoon, "Do you ever think about release? Do you mean my own release, or just the general topic of release?" "Both, I guess. I apology. I mean, I should have been more precise, but I don't know exactly what I meant. Sit back up. No need to lie down while we're talking." Jonas, who had already been stretched out on the bed when the question came to his mind, sat back up. I guess I do think about it occasionally," the giver said. "I think about my own release when I'm in an awful lot of pain. I wish I could put in a request for it sometimes, but I'm not permitted to do that until the new receiver is trained."
I'll let you stop there.
"Me?"
I'll let you
Jonas
stop
said
there.
in
Okay. Okay, we'll stop there. I want to point out two things for pronunciation. In the third paragraph where Jonas says both, I guess. I apologize. He's saying I apologize, but then he's remembering that he does not have to apologize anymore. He's not supposed to apologize to the giver, so he stops mid-word. I apologize. Oh, oops. I mean, I should have been more precise. So he's stopping. So it's not apology, but apologize with that Z cut off. So apologize, because he's remembering to stop. And then I guess I do think about it occasionally. That do. Or do think wants to be emphasized a little more. I guess I do think about it occasionally, the giver said. So he's pondering this idea, as many of us have been pondering release. What in the world is release? What does it mean? So it's going to hear some information from the giver. He's not sure he wants to hear it. And Gerard can continue.
Me, Jonas said in a dejected voice. He was not looking forward to the end of the training, when he would become the new receiver. It was clear to him what a terrible, difficult, and lonely life it was, despite the honor. I can't request the lease either, Jonas pointed out. It was in my rules. The giver loved Huxley. I know that. They hammered out those rules after the failure 10 years ago. Jonas had heard again and again now, reference to the previous failure. But he still did not know what had happened 10 years before. Giver, he said, tell me what happened, please.
Let's stop there, yeah. So failure, laughed. British English, American English, with both of those, the challenge, perhaps. You'll hear a difference in pronunciation. Yeah, tell me what happened, please. Oh, I guess it's my turn. The giver shrugged. On the surface, it was quite simple. A receiver-to-be was selected, the way you were. The selection went smoothly enough. The ceremony was held, and the selection was made. The crowd cheered, as they did for you. The new receiver was puzzled, and a little frightened, as you were. My parents told me it was a female. The giver nodded. Ivan?
Jonas thought of his favorite female, Fiona, and shivered. He wouldn't want his gentle friend to suffer the way he had, taking on the memories. What was she like? He asked the giver. The giver looked sad, thinking about it. She was a remarkable young woman, very self-possessed and serene, intelligent, eager to learn. He shook his head and drew a deep breath. You know, Jonas, when she came to me in this room, when she presented herself to begin her training, Jonas interrupted him with a question. Can you tell me her name? My parents said that it wasn't to be spoken again in the community, but couldn't you say it just to me? The giver hesitated painfully, as if he's saying the name aloud might be
excruciating.
Her name was Rosemary, he told Jonas finally.
Okay, let's stop there. Rosemary. We haven't heard that name, have we? Because the community banished it away, faded away into non-existence. Her name was Rosemary. Just one pronunciation other than excruciating. Excruciating. Lots of syllables. But here, one syllable. Looked. Verbs that rhyme. Verbs that end with a K sound usually end with a T past tense. Looked. Booked. Shook. irregular verb there. But bake, baked. Most of your were verbs that end with a K sound or K. Go to a T and keep one syllable. So the giver is sharing his story. Any other questions, comments? What does self-possessed mean? Rosemary was self-possessed.
Self-assured, solid.
Yeah, good then back to Amen if there are no more comments or questions. We're getting to good stuff here.
I think no comment for now.
You have a comment or no?
I have no comment.
Okay, so you can start reading.
Okay. Where have we stopped?
Rosemary. Rosemary. I like that name. Bottom of 140.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Rosemary. I like that name. This one, this line?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So he's saying her name. The giver says her name was Rosemary. Rosemary. Statement of fact. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He told Jonas finally, Rosemary, I like that name. The giver went on. When she came to me for the first... Okay, for the first time, she sat there in the chair where you sat on your first day. She was eager and excited and a little scared. We talked. I tried to explain things as well as I could. The way you did to me. The giver chuckled ruefully. The explanations are difficult. The whole thing is so beyond one's experience. But I tried. And she listened carefully. Her eyes were very luminous. I remember. He looked up suddenly. Jonas, I gave you a memory that I told you was my favorite. I still have a shred of it left. The room with the family and grandparents. Okay, the room with the family and the and grandparents.
Yeah, so he's remembering. He's remembering a dream.
He remembered. Mm. Yes.
So he says the room with the family and grandparents. That's how you want to read that.
The room with the family and grandparents. Jonas nodded. Of course he remembered. Yes, he said. It had that wonderful feeling with it. You told me it was love. You can understand then that that's what I felt for Rosemary, the giver explained. I loved her. I feel it for you, too, he added. What happened to her? Jonas asked. Her training began. She received well, as you do. She was so enthusiastic, so delighted to experience new things. I remember her laughter. His voice faltered and trailed off.
Let's stop there.
What
okay. Let's stop there. It's a good line to stop on. Your voice can trail off. So I heard you hesitate with these two words. I don't know if they are new vocabulary. So what does it mean to rue something? Ruefully, to rue. Anyone? She spoke ruefully. The giver chuckled ruefully.
Sadly?
Somewhat sadly, but there's a little bit more to it. Usually rue adds a meaning of regret. A sad regret. If you rue something, you're sorry it happened. Something you're sad about and wish had not happened. Yeah. And luminous?
Something that makes light?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a nice shine. So an inner shine. Her eyes were very luminous, so her eyes were especially glowing, shining, as some people seem to me to be as well. So the giver is feeling love, something that Jonas has not really understood as an emotion until this receiver experience. And now Jonas is, or the giver, is also still from this community, and he's not finding it easy to talk about love. And many people do not find it easy. But he's trying to explain what happened with Rosemary and needs Jonas to understand that the giver loved Rosemary. And a little off-the-cuff remark, he says, "I feel it for you too," he added. So he loves Jonas also. He's feeling that strong emotion, which is something neither of them had as their grounding experience in life. And many people still say today that nothing can prepare you for love. Other thoughts, comments, or continue on? We're doing a lot of just reading today.
I will continue. Okay, what happened? Jonas asked again after a moment. "Please tell me." The giver closed his eyes. "It broke my heart, Jonas, to transfer pain to her. But it was my job. It was what I had to do. The way I've had to do it to you." The room was silent. Jonas waited. Finally, the giver continued. "5 weeks. That was all. I gave her happy memories. A ride on a merry-go-round, a kitten to play with, a picnic. Sometimes I chose one just because I knew it would make her laugh. And I so treasure the sound of the laughter.
Laughter.
Mm-hmm. Laughter in this room that had always been so silent. Mm-hmm. But she was like you, Jonas. She wanted to experience everything. She knew that it was her responsibility. And so she asked me for more difficult memories."
Jonas held his breath for a moment. "You didn't give her war, did you? Not after just 5 weeks?" The giver shook his head and sighed. "No, and I didn't give her physical pain. But I gave her loneliness, and I gave her loss. I transferred a memory of a child taken from its parents. That was the first one. She appeared stunned at its end." Jonas swallowed. Rosemary and her laughter had begun to seem real to him, and he pictured her looking up from the bed of memories, shocked. The giver continued. "I backed off, gave her more little delights. But everything changed once she knew about pain. I could see it in her eyes."
She wasn't brave enough, Jonas suggested. The giver didn't respond to the questions. She insisted that I continue, that I not spare her. She said it was her duty, and I knew, of course, that she was correct. I could not bring myself to inflict physical pain on her, but I gave her anguish of many kinds. Poverty and hunger and terror. I had to, Jonas. It was my job, and she had been chosen. The giver looked at him imploringly. Jonas stroked his hand. Finally, one afternoon, we finished for the day. It had been a hard session. I tried to finish, as I do with you, by transferring something happy and cheerful. But the times of laughter were gone by then. She stood up very silently, frowning, as if she were making a decision. Then she came over to me and put her arms around me. She kissed my cheek. As Jonas watched, the giver stroked his own cheek, recalling the touch of Rosemary's lips 10 years before. She left here that day, left this room, and did not go back to her dwelling. I was notified by the speaker that she had gone directly to the chief elder and asked it to be released.
But it's against the rules! Strong reaction from Jonas. Sorry, I like that line. I wanted the emotion there. Jonas is in shock. What? But. But it's really not funny. So she had gone directly to the chief elder and asked to be released. Big moment in the story the giver is sharing. Choose, chosen. Ooh, oh. Choose, chosen. Very challenging, irregular verb for many speakers.
Holly, I am sorry, but your sound is significantly... is worse just now. Maybe only for me, I don't know.
Oh.
Gerard, do you hear well?
Yes.
Huh. Yes. Okay, no, so choose, chosen. So the pronunciation, choose, to choose something, chose, chosen. So choose, chosen for pronunciation. A challenging one for many, many speakers. Crazy irregular verbs. I stole your line or Amen's line, depending on how we look at it. but I couldn't stop myself. I like the drama, and I like hearing it in the story, and I can just imagine Jonas listening to this story and blurting out. Any other thoughts here, or back to Amen?
Back to Amen.
No comments for me.
So you can repeat that fun line.
But it's against the rules. I'm not good at feelings. But it's against the rules. The receiver in training can't apply for real. It's in your rules, Jonas, but it wasn't in hers. She asked for release, and they had to give it to her. I never saw her again. So that was the failure, Jonas thought. It was obvious that it saddened the giver very deeply, but it didn't seem such a terrible thing after all. And he, Jonas, would never have done it, never have requested release, no matter now difficult his training became. The giver needed a successor, and he had been chosen. A thought occurred to Jonas. Rosemary had been released very early in her training. What if something happened to him, Jonas? He had a whole year's worth of memories now. Giver, he asked, I can't request release. I know that. But what if something happened? An accident? What if I fell into the river like the little fort Caleb did? Well, that doesn't make sense because I'm a good swimmer. But what if I couldn't swim and fell into the river and was lost? then there wouldn't be a new receiver, but you would already have given away an awful lot of important memories. So even though they would select a new receiver, the memories would be gone except for the shreds that you have left of them. And then what if? He started to laugh suddenly. I sound like my sister Lily, he said, amused at himself. The giver looked at him gravely. You just stay away from the river, my friend, he said. The community lost Rosemary after 5 weeks, and it was a disaster for them. I don't know what the community would do if they lost you. Why was it a disaster?
Let's stop there, okay?
Sorry. Okay. Why was it a disaster?
Okay. Why was it a disaster?
It's what we discussed yesterday about backup for Giver.
Tell me more about that. What do you mean, what we discussed?
We discussed that is there only one Giver in all her community? And my point was it cannot be one. But now we see that some knowledge, some memories were lost. So maybe it's only one. I don't know ways.
It looks like every community has one giver, because always they talk about the community, not in plural. It's only the giver is the giver of this community.
So you're both each interpreting it differently.
Another thing about Rosemary, they chose Rosemary, but they didn't take into account that she was too sensitive, so she couldn't bear the pain and all these negative feelings. But how could they foresee that? Because they didn't know about those feelings. How could they prevent that?
I like also that this community has chosen a female to be a new receiver. So they are not chauvinists.
Yeah, so I wonder if the new rule is also you cannot request release, and I wonder if a new rule by the committee who chooses is that they will not choose a female. I don't know.
It's very precious point about it's maybe new rule about it's maybe...
Yes, yeah.
It's just about after failure. We don't know exactly was it in Rosemary rules or not.
Right, she didn't have that rule, so she was able to, and she did request release. So they amended the requirements. Yeah. So when you accept this job,
I wonder also why the giver.
Go ahead.
Okay. I wonder why the giver has related memories with pain and grief when he spoke about Rosemary.
That answer might be because you have not read the entire book.
I have a slight idea that this community has no colors, has no memories.
Right. It's hard to fill in all these blanks between chapters, but yes, the community had been developed, and the first 12 years of Jonas's life were colorless. Strange concept. Okay, and back to Gerard, right?
Okay. I think I mentioned to you once, the giver reminded him, that when she was gone, the memories came back to the people. If you were to be lost in the river, Jonas, your memories would not be lost with you. Memories are forever. Rosemary had only those 5 weeks worth, and most of them were good ones. But there were those few terrible memories, the ones that had overwhelmed her. For a while, they overwhelmed the community. All those feelings. They never experienced that before. I was so devastated by my own grief at her loss and my own feeling of failure that I didn't even try to help them through it. I was angry, too. The giver was quiet for a moment, obviously thinking. You know, he said finally, if they lost you, with all the training you've had now, they'd have all those memories again themselves.
Wow. So, according to what the giver is saying, when you are released, it's just your physical body, your memories stay. So the pills stop the memories? Maybe? No? Because the giver was able to give Jonas memories even when Jonas was still taking his pills. So this concept of memories, whatever memories are in a person, any person in the community, when that person is released, all their memories stay in the community. So does that mean each person has everyone else's memories? So Jonas then should have had part of Rosemary's memories. Or Jonas's parents should have. I'm trying to wrap my mind around this.
And Jonas was 2 or 3 years old when that happened.
Yeah, so he wouldn't.
10 years ago.
So he wouldn't really remember. But does that mean the memory is sort of spread out over everyone else in the community? So does that mean that his? I don't know if she saw colors. I don't know what she saw in 5 weeks. But does that mean that Jonas's parents have a concept of some feelings?
Maybe the war game is a reminder of part of his memories.
Back to the war games, huh? Because she was given she was given loss, a child taken away, taken away. But maybe that was the way the elders sort of guided people to deal with that memory. Oh, what a strange thought.
I think I'm wrong because the giver didn't give the concept of war, to Rosemary, so...
Well, it wasn't the first memory, and probably he didn't have time to give her war. Weird. Oh, that's a weird thought, though, that I wouldn't want all my memories to go. Strange. My head has trouble. My brain has trouble understanding that. So when Jonas leaves, he has to give all of that. So that must mean that the giver can't be released until he gives all that he can away to Jonas, so that the community won't have any of those bad feelings. So he has to give all of it to Jonas to prevent horrors from being part of the community's experience. Interesting. Okay, I got so wrapped up into trying to understand that I've lost my place. Where am I starting, please, Gerard?
The giver was quiet for a moment.
Okay, thank you. The giver was quiet for a moment, obviously thinking. You know, he said finally, if they lost you, with all the training you've had now, they'd have all those memories again themselves. Jonas made a face. They'd hate that. They certainly would. They wouldn't know how to deal with it at all. The only way I deal with it is by having you there to help me, Jonas pointed out with a sigh. The giver nodded. I suppose, he said slowly, that I could... You could what? The giver was still deep in thought. After a moment, he said, if you floated off in the river, I suppose I could help the whole community the way I've helped you. It's an interesting concept. I need to think about it some more. Maybe we'll talk about it again sometime. But not now. I'm glad you're a good swimmer, Jonas. But stay away from the river. He laughed a little, but the laughter was not light-hearted. His thoughts seemed to be elsewhere, and his eyes were very troubled.
It's unclear what he's thinking. I lost the idea what the giver thinking about. Yes, what is the interesting concept for him?
Yeah, deep in thought.
If you floated off in the river, I suppose I could help the whole community the way I've helped you. It's not clear for me.
He is saying he could give all of these feelings to the whole community, not just to one receiver. But he could... So if Jonas went away, instead of choosing a new receiver, all of Jonas's feelings would automatically go to the community. So the giver could try and help the community understand these feelings the same way he's trying to help Jonas understand. Jonas says he can only... What does he say? The only way I deal with it is by having you there to help me. So if Jonas floats away, 1 year of feelings and memories all go back to the community. So the community would all of a sudden see colors. Wow! And the giver could try and help them the way he tries to help Jonas.
The feelings and memories back to community to how it's automatically it's to
each. Yeah, that's what I was trying to wrap my brain around with what Gerard read. How does that happen? So I guess it would mean that they would see colors all of a sudden.
So for Jonas, he knows the recipe how to make all memories, share memories for all. He just go and jump to the river.
If he's released, yeah.
and after that, everyone knows the colors, the feelings, the laugh. So the poor boy have a hard decision.
and the giver is probably contemplating what that would be like. How hard it was for Jonas to get one bad memory. What would it be like if, how would he help the community? should they give all of this back to the community?
But the giver is giving the memories little by little to Jonas, and he's doing that with Jonas alone. But the community would receive all the memories at the same time, positive and negative.
Yeah.
And how the giver could be able to help them? Could he help them?
Yeah, there are a lot of problems in this logic. for example, Rosemary, where is this feelings now?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Yeah.
Yes. So what happened with Rosemary's memories? Are they embedded in everybody in the community? Are they lost? Have they forgot them?
I think we don't have an answer from after. We can guess, but looks like something illogical.
And the giver always helps Jonas by when he gives a bad memory, he gives some good memory to compensate the pain and the negative feelings.
These were some of the things that the giver said he gave Rosemary. So these would have come back to the community.
Correct. But looks like it does not work. because if everyone in the community receives the knowledge about child taken away, so why they release the twins? It's impossible. So it just does not work.
Yeah. And I tried to explain it with the pills, but it's not the pills because Jonas was still able to get memories even with when he was still taking the pill. Yeah, it's a strange thought.
maybe we are thinking about it more than after it.
And maybe we will get some more ideas in the next chapter. So, it's your turn, Ivan, to start chapter 19.
Okay. Jonas glanced at the clock. There was so much work to be done, always, that he and the giver seldom simply sat and talked the way they just had. I'm sorry that I waste so much time with my questions, Jonas said. I was only asking about release because my father is releasing a new child today, a twin. He has to select one and release the other one. They do it by weight.
Wait. Jonas, by weight.
Mm-hmm. They do it by weight. Jonas glanced at the clock. Actually, I suppose he's already finished. I think it was this morning. The giver's face took on a solemn look. I wish they wouldn't do that, he said quietly, almost to himself. Well, they can't have two identical people around. Think how confusing it will be, Jonas chuckled. I wish I could watch, he added, as an afterthought. He liked the thoughts of seeing his father perform the ceremony and making the little twin clean and comfy. His father was such a gentleman. You can watch, the giver said. No, Jonas told him. They never let children watch. It's very private. Jonas, the giver told him, I know that you read your training instruction very carefully. Don't you remember that you are allowed to ask anyone anything? Jonas nodded. Yes, but... Jonas, when you and I have finished our time together, you will be the new receiver. You can read the books. You'll have the memories. You'll have access to everything. It's part of your training. If you want to watch a release, you have simply to ask. Jonas shrugged. Well, maybe I will then. But it's too late for this one. I'm sure it was this morning. The giver told him then something he had not known. All private ceremonies are recorded. They are in the Hall of Closed Records. Do you want to see this morning's release?
No! I do not want to see this morning's release.
But Jonas needs to see.
Oh. Yeah. So all the ceremonies are recorded, and the giver and soon Jonas will be able to read back prior records. So it must be that the giver keeps records, or someone else does, the elder committee. I don't know what is in all of those books that are in the library that Jonas has access to. And you can just push a button and ask to see. So it's like the monitors we have around the world, and like Big Brother watching again. You can call up and see. So it's pretty strong power. Do you want to see this morning's release? Amen. Read on. Please.
Jonas hesitated. He was afraid that his father wouldn't like it if he watched something so private. I think you should, the giver told him firmly. All right then, Jonas said. Tell me how. The giver rose from his chair, went to the speaker on the wall, and clicked the switch from off to on. The voice spoke immediately. Yes, receiver, how may I help you? I would like to see this morning's release of the tweet. One moment, receiver. Thank you for your instructions. Jonas watched the video screen above the row of switches. It's a blank. It's a blank face began to zigzag lines. Then some numbers appeared, followed by the date and time. He was astonished and delighted that this was available to him, and surprised that he had not known. Suddenly, he could see a small windowless room, empty except for a bed, a table with some equipment on it. Jonas recognized a scale. He had seen them before, when he'd been doing volunteer hours at the nursery center. And a cupboard. He could see pale captain on the floor. It's just an ordinary room, he commented. I thought maybe they'd have it in the audit. This is a difficult word.
Auditorium. Yeah, many syllables.
auditorium. I thought maybe they'd have it in the auditorium, so that everybody could come. All the old go to the ceremonies of release, but I suppose that when it's just a newborn, they don't. Shh, the giver said, his eyes on the screen. Jonas's father, wearing his nurturing uniform, entered the room, cradling a teeny new child wrapped in a soft blanket in his arms. A uniformed woman followed through the door, carrying a second new child wrapped in a similar blanket. That's my father, Jonas found himself whispering, as if he might wake the little ones if he spoke aloud. And the other nurturer is his assistant. She's still in training, but she'll be finished soon.
Let's stop there.
The two nurturers and rep. Okay.
We seem to have some latency, as some delay there between us. I agree. I don't know why that is. I do not like this chapter, just to put that on the record. Gerard.
Okay. The two nurturers unwrapped the blankets and laid the identical newborns on the bed. They were naked. Jonas could see that they were males. He watched, fascinated, as his father gently lifted one and then the other to the scale and weighed them. He heard his father laugh. Good, his father said to the woman. I thought for a moment that they might both be exactly the same. Then we'd have a problem. But this one, he handed one, after
rewrapping. Sounds odd, but it's correct.
Rewrapping it. So his assistant, is 6 pounds even. So you can clean him up and dress him and take him over to the center. The woman took the new child and left through the door she had entered. Jonas watched as his father bent over the screaming new child on the bed. And you, little guy, you are only 5 pounds, 10 ounces. A shrimp. That's the special voice he uses with Gabriel, Jonas remarked, smiling. Watch, the giver said. Now he cleans him up and makes him comfy, Jonas told him. He told me. Be quiet, Jonas, the giver commanded in a strange voice. Watch. Obediently, Jonas concentrated on the screen, waiting for what would happen next. He was especially curious about the ceremony part. His father turned and opened the cupboard. He took out a shilling and a small bottle. Very carefully, he inserted the needle into the bottle and began to fill the shilling with a clear liquid.
You're going to make me read this part. Syringe. Yeah, so the vial with the needle. Very carefully, he inserted the needle into the bottle and began to fill the syringe with a clear liquid. Jonas winced sympathetically. He had forgotten that new children had to get shots. He hated shots himself, though he knew they were necessary. To his surprise, his father began very carefully to direct the needle into the top of the new child's forehead, puncturing the place where the fragile skin pulsed. The newborn squirmed and wailed faintly. Why is he... Shh! The giver said sharply. His father was talking, and Jonas realized that he was hearing the answer to the question he had started to ask. Still in the special voice, his father was saying, I know, It hurts, little guy. But I have to use a vein, and the veins in your arm are still too teeny-weeny. He pushed the plunger very slowly, injecting the liquid into the scalp vein until the syringe was empty. All done. That wasn't so bad, was it? Jonas heard his father say cheerfully. He turned aside and dropped the syringe into a waste receptacle. Now he cleans him up and makes him comfy, Jonas said to himself, aware that the giver didn't want to talk during the little ceremony. So this time he doesn't talk out loud, he talks to himself. I'm not reading the next part.
As he continued to watch, the new child no longer crying, moved his arms and legs in jerking motion. Then he went limp. His head fell to the side, his eyes half opened. Then he was still. With an odd, shocked feeling, Jonas recognized the gestures and posture and expression. They were familiar. He had seen them before, but he couldn't remember where. Jonas stared at the screen, waiting for something to happen, but nothing did. The little twin lay motionless. His father was putting things away, folding the blanket, closing the cupboard. Once again, as he had on the playing field, he felt the shocking sensation. Once again, he saw the face of the light, aged, bloodied soldier as life left his eyes. The memory came back. He killed it. My father killed it, Jonas said to himself, stunned at what he was realizing. He continued to stare at the screen numbly. His father tidied the room, then he picked up a small cartoon that lay waiting on the floor, set it on the bed, and lifted the limp body into it. He placed the lid on tightly. He picked up the cartoon and carried it to the another side of the room. He opened a small door in the wall. Jonas could see the darkness behind the door. It seemed to be same sort of chute into which trash was deposited at school. His father loaded the cartoon containing the body into the chute and gave it a shove. Bye-bye, little guy, Jonas heard his father say before he left the room. Then the screen went black.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, little guy. Can't have twins. Amen. We're at the just 2 minutes over, but we're close to the end. Would you like to read the rest of the chapter?
Okay. The giver turned to him. Quite calmly, he related, when the speaker notified me that Rosemary had applied for release, they turned on the tape to show me the process. There she was, my last glimpse of that beautiful child, waiting. They brought in the syringe and asked her to roll up her sleeve. You suggested, Jonas, that perhaps she wasn't brave enough. I don't know about bravery, what it is, what it means. I do know that I sat here numb with horror, wretched with helplessness, and I listened as Rosemary told them that she would prefer to inject herself. Then she did